I want everyone to take just a couple of moments to think of an achievement that you sought out and you accomplished. Can you think of one thing in your life that you're really proud of, that you worked hard for, and you accomplished it? Maybe it was setting out for a particular degree, you got that degree, and you got a promotion in that particular field that you were looking forward to, and you've obtained. Maybe it's studying for a hard exam, and you really aced it and did well. Or maybe it's a particular car or a particular house that you really wanted to have or grow into, and you've achieved that. And you kind of pat yourself on the back, and you puff your chest out a little bit because you're proud, right? You're proud of your accomplishment, of what the hard work and the dedication and your nose to the grindstone, and it paid off. You achieved what you wanted to set out for. And how do we feel when the Lord might be leading us in a different direction? Do we put on the brakes? Do we kind of avert it, thinking, I don't know if I want to go this way, or I don't trust you, Lord, because I don't know where you're going to take me? How do you feel when the Lord's trying to pull you a different way? Some of you might have even seen it in a different career. I know I went through that when I went from a physical therapy practice into the seminary. We're uneasy, aren't we? When sometimes the Lord can throw a wrench in our lives and things aren't going quite as we had planned, but he averts our lives for a reason. And that's what happens in today's gospel to Peter. You see, Peter was a fisherman, and he was a good fisherman. He had a successful career. He knew where to fish, how to fish, where to put the nets, and how deep. And we know he's a good fisherman because he owned a boat. And in the time of Christ, to own a boat meant you were successful. You did well in your career, because you'd always have hired men helping you. So I'm sure every time that Peter came down that bank to the sea and he saw his boat out there, he puffed out his chest and said, I'm living the good life. God's been good to me. I have a boat. I have nice things because I have men working for me. And he probably relished in that. He relished in the goodness of the Lord, how God had blessed his life abundantly. He was living the good life. And on one particular day, he comes down to the bank of the sea, and he probably saw all these people everywhere, and this Jesus from Nazareth. It might have been even the first time he saw Jesus, because the crowds were pressing upon each other. They're pressing on Jesus so much that he turned to Peter and said, Peter, take me out in your boat in the water a little bit. And anyone who's been on the water knows that your voice carries, doesn't it? And they did that in the time of Christ. That's why a lot of times he'd go out to a mountainside or he'd go into the water, because your voice resonates. They didn't have microphones back then. So they would use nature to help carry the message. And so Jesus was speaking. And as we know from Scripture, everyone that heard Jesus speak was filled with awe and wonder of the knowledge of just his message. It was powerful. It moved hearts. People left everything and followed him, right? And that's what happened this day. He was filled with awe and wonder of who this Jesus is. And it had been a long day already for Peter, because he was up in the middle of the night and went out fishing. And what happened? He got skunked. And that probably didn't happen very often, because he was a good fisherman. And after the crowd has left and he was there with Peter, he asked Simon Peter to take him out to deeper water. And out of obedience, Peter goes out to the deeper water, probably questioning, what does this Jesus know about fishing? But he throws the nets over as he's instructed by Jesus, and he pulls in so many fish that it's tearing the nets, and they have to motion for the other boat to come and help. And that was a miracle. Peter had never seen that many fish in his life. And he knew that Jesus was a miracle worker, that this had never happened and never seen it, where there'd be so many fish. Both boats were almost in a state of capsizing. And what does Peter do? He gets down on his knees and says, "Depart from me, Jesus. I'm a sinful man. Depart from me, Jesus." He saw that Jesus was the Messiah that the Jewish people were waiting to fulfill, that Jesus was in his midst. I'm sure he put together his teaching with the miracle, and the light bulb went off in his mind, saying, "I am in the presence of God." And what does Jesus say when he says, "Depart from me"? Jesus saw the good in Peter. He didn't see the Peter that saw himself in the mirror in the morning. Jesus saw the good that God created in him. And he called them to be fishers of men. That had to be hard for Peter, to leave his livelihood, to leave the contentment and in his daily routine of fishing, because he was living the good life. And he also wasn't a scholar, was he? He worked with his hands. He wasn't a scribe who knew scripture, the Old Testament in and out. So I bet he felt really inadequate and really unsure of himself, very anxious. But he had the faith of God. And what did Jesus show him? "I desire more from you and for you than you can imagine for yourself." That's the message of today's gospel. God desires to give us more than we even want for ourselves. He loves us so much. He wants us to have better than a good life. He wants us to have eternal life. That's what he's saying in today's gospel. "I want more from you. I want more for you than you can imagine." And this last week has been kind of a rocky week for me. As you saw, the bishop announced changes for our priests of the diocese. He came out on Friday morning, right and early, and he's moving me to Linton to be the pastor. So I can kind of relate to Peter today. I like my good life here at Corpus Christi. I love you all very deeply. And you all love me because you tell me and you show me, and I know it here. And I, like Peter, don't want to go into the deeper water because I don't know where I'm going. I'm going to Linton, but I hope they love me like you love me. So there's a little bit of apprehension, a little bit of fear, but God wants to always bless us with more. You know, this is my home parish. This is where my heart is with all of you. But I know I'm a servant of Jesus Christ, and I will lead into the deeper water when he wants to lead me to the deeper water, trusting in his love of me, trusting that he wants the best for me, just as he wants the best for each one of us here today. He wants more for us. Let us reach out in faith and say, "Yes, Jesus, I will go to the deeper water when you want to lead me, where I can't see the bottom, knowing that you have my back, knowing that you always journey with me." Ever since I've known I was going to leave, I prayed about who is coming to replace me. And my prayer was answered. And if he's not good, you let me know and I'll shake him one. It's Logan Obergaywich. He was at the seminary with me for two years down at in St. Louis at Kendrick Glennon, and he's a good man. His parents live here in Bismarck, and he's from Beulah. But he's a good man who loves the Lord, and you will love him too. I'm very pleased. And we're seeing the fruition and the gifts from a rectory that's going to be built. Because the bishop, once that rectory is built, is going to have Father Jordan Dosh, the vocation director, live in residence here. So we're going to see freshness in our parish. You're going to see new priests, and you're going to see more priests. And that's good. And I'm happy about that. So let us relish today, and let us take what Jesus shares in our gospel of having the courage to go into deeper water, stepping out in faith, knowing he always is journeying with us. Let us trust in his love, trust that he wants more for each one of us, more than we can fathom, more than we can realize in our minute consciousness.